WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. New economic numbers from the government ahead of Tuesday's election. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The U.S. economy expanded at a 2.8% annualized rate in the third quarter. It was a little bit less than economists had expected.
But they say stronger than it has been since before the pandemic. President Biden insists he was talking about a racist remark at a Trump rally, not about Trump supporters, when he referred to them as garbage. CBS's John Dickerson.
Harris would like everybody focused on her closing arguments to the extent that this kind of takes over the news cycle for the morning. That's not what they wanted.
The Supreme Court says Virginia may resume a registration purge aimed at stopping non-U.S. citizens from voting. More teens spending more time on their devices. CBS's Alexander Tin.
Just over 50% now say they are spending at least 4 hours of every weekday on their screens outside of schoolwork.
CDC survey finds it's linked to higher anxiety and depression. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. University of Wisconsin health officials are sharing tips with parents on getting their kids ready for the clocks changing this week. While adults are more than happy to take the extra hour of sleep when the clocks fall back, young kids may have a harder time adjusting their internal clocks with the routine change. Officials are recommending that parents ease their kids into the time change by pushing back bedtime by 10 to 15 minutes each night for the rest of the week. The gradual change should help their internal clocks adjust better. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers and the Department of Transportation have announced nearly $140 million of funding for road projects. According to a press release, local governments will have received over $536 million of funding for road projects through the General Transportation Aids Program by the end of the year. The funding helps local governments cover the costs of construction and maintenance. The Evers administration has improved over 7,400 miles of road and over 1,700 bridges since 2019. The criminal case against the teenager charged with killing 10-year-old Lily Peters in 2022 is set to move forward in Chippewa County Court. The case has seen significant delays due to an appeal over whether the teenager would be tried in adult court or juvenile court due to the seriousness of the offense. The teenager has not been identified and is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and sexual assault. Peters was reported missing the night of April 24, 2022, and her body was discovered in the woods in Chippewa Falls the next morning. The driver of the vehicle involved in a hit-and-run death in Altoona in 2022 has been sentenced to prison. According to court records, Brendan Barkovich of Eau Claire entered a guilty plea to charges of hit-and-run resulting in death, possessing cocaine, and bail jumping on Monday. He was sentenced to 6 months in prison and 2 years of probation. He must also undergo monthly drug tests and pay restitution to have the hit-and-run charges dismissed. Jonathan Peacock of Altoona was the pedestrian who was killed in the incident. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Badgers face a new Iowa quarterback. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, college football. When the Badgers play the Hawkeyes in Iowa Saturday night, it'll be against the new quarterback, Brendan Sullivan, expected to be the starter after Iowa's Cade McNamara went down with an injury early against Northwestern last weekend. Sullivan led Iowa to a 40-14 win, scoring 37 unanswered points, and was asked what he'd like to improve on against Wisconsin.
Like everybody else, there's a lot to improve on, whether that's passing, whether that's running, I think decision-making as well. I think just adds another element to be able to run the ball, but definitely a lot of film to go back and look at and learn from.
Badgers head coach Luke Fickell now facing Sullivan at quarterback.
There is a different skill set, and so you got to be aware of that. And so just to mix another little challenge, I don't think it's going to come up there before the idea that this is going to be a physical, tough game. And if you can't outmatch or match their physical toughness and mental toughness, that it won't matter who's at quarterback.
Baseball, game 5 of the World Series tonight in New York. The Dodgers lead the Yankees 3-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely today, and falling temperatures too. We're going to drop into the mid to upper 50s by late afternoon. Rain and thunderstorms 42 tonight, showers 50 tomorrow. We could get a half inch to an inch or more of rain by the time it winds down tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Will you dress up for Halloween, and what will you wear?
I'm not going to lie, I'm a lazy Halloweener.
A lazy Halloweener.
I just wore a football jersey and call it a day.
I have a prisoner costume, and it goes on over your other clothes, so I'll probably put that on when I take trick-or-treaters. I was never a huge Halloween guy to begin with. Never a huge Halloweener. A new phrase has been coined here tonight.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday, we'll hear from our friends at Motherhood for Good. They've spent months introducing us to women ready to lead. Now they offer some final words to moms about voting.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Good morning and welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck is here, and Calvin Butenhoff coming to you live from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. I do think it's important that we start off today's program by acknowledging our resident young person has a birthday today. Calvin. Happy birthday, Calvin.
Thank you, Jane.
26 years old.
Yes.
He's going to be resident, not young person anymore.
Well, I think he still qualifies as young person.
When's the cutoff?
Yeah,
oh, that's it?
No, when next is? I'm asking.
So this is your last year of your mid-20s. Next year begins your late 20s. 7, 8, and 9.
Are the late 20s?
The late 20s.
So then he can no longer be considered a young person?
Resident younger person.
Resident younger person. Well, yeah. As of today, he is still our resident young person, Calvin. Happy birthday, Calvin. And if you would like to drop a note for Calvin, wish him a happy birthday, please do so. Text it in at 855-752-4842 or leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 6 days to go. Collective breaths. Take a breath, everyone. Mm-hmm. 6 days to go until the election. We have a very busy show coming up today. Dr. Kristen Lyerly, running in the 8th Congressional District, is going to be joining us at 10:33. Dr. Laura Hanks will be here for public service announcement. And among several things we're going to talk about with Dr. Hanks, we're going to talk about prostate cancer.
Yes.
And this strikes very close to her. She just suffered a loss in her family from someone who passed from prostate cancer. And I know that this is a scary thing.
Yeah. Yes.
And it affects a lot of men. So we will be discussing prostate cancer coming up at 11:33. And as we always do now, we wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, the Payless edition. You'll want to stick around for it, I promise you. Also, next Tuesday, 6 days from now, we are going to have special election night coverage all across Civic Media starting at 6 o'clock. Pete Schwalbe and me and Earl Ingram, I believe, will be transitioning from 6 to 8 p.m. when Pat Kreitlow and Todd Alba will be taking over with the coverage. Of course, Dan Schaefer will be there from the recombobulation area and also the Civic Media political director, political editor, essentially. Mm-hmm. So join us starting at 6 o'clock right after Dom Salvia next Tuesday. And we don't know how long it's going to go. It could be a long, long night as we wait for results to come in because there are going to be many ballots to count.
Yes.
So please, if things aren't resolved by the time you go to bed at midnight, don't freak out. There are no ballot dumps. It's not how it happens.
This happened last time in 2020.
It did. It did. Larger municipalities, shockingly, it takes them longer to count
ballots, mm-hmm. the more there are.
Yeah.
That's why ballots come in late. And the other reason why our Senate, a Republican-controlled Senate here in Wisconsin, decided that, no, we didn't need to start counting those ballots the day before. Why would we do such a thing, Greg?
What a silly billy thing to do.
Yeah, that would have been foolish. So that's why they cannot start counting ballots until Election Day at, I believe, 7 a.m.
Thanks, Devin Lemahieu.
Yeah. So anyway, let's start off, and a shout out to Nicole from Madison for coming up with...
Quick, who made Jabba the Musk?
Scott.
From?
Sherwood.
Done.
Yeah. I can remember things.
I know it you just can. It
takes me a little while. Credit to Nicole from Madison for coming up with our new favorite nickname for Elon Musk. Oh. It's a Putz de Leon. So good. It's just so good.
Jane, I'm a comedian. You know this, right? There's a thing that happens to comedians when they hear things like this. There's part of them that's like, that's really funny. And then the other part's like, I hate you.
I wish that had been mine.
Putz de Leon.
Putz de Leon is so good. Thank you for that, Nicole. Yeah, we're going to talk about the economy, and we hear so much about kitchen table issues.
Yes.
And that's a real thing.
Yes.
It is, definitely. Groceries are expensive. Gas prices are coming down.
Mm-hmm.
But mortgage rates are still high.
School is expensive.
School is expensive. Childcare is very expensive. And this all is obviously all tied in together.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've talked a lot about Donald Trump's tariffs plans. We just talked to James Vanderloo last week, mm-hmm. who works in international shipping.
Yeah.
And explained how, yes, tariffs are essentially going to fall on us as consumers.
Something he said that I will never forget now. Was that if Donald Trump comes to power and these tariffs go through, the next day he is going to be on the phone with American industries
yes.
on moving their businesses out of the countries affected by these tariffs.
Think about that and the ramifications yeah. of that.
Yeah. And some, I bet you some businesses might not survive either.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
absolutely. We're seeing more and more. Economists weigh in on this and what tariffs will do,
mm-hmm.
and it does not appear to be the plan that Donald Trump. Tariffs don't work like Donald thinks they do.
No, they don't. They do not. They pardon the phrase. They screw over us.
Yes, they really
do.
He
thinks it's some tactic against them. Which, if I was those other countries, I'd still be like, you think they're going to do this to us? They're not. But still, that's not how you build partnerships.
No. No, we need, I'm sorry, but we can't just go it all alone, my friends. We are in this all together globally.
Yes.
It is a global economy.
Yeah.
Well, now, Putz de Leon, Donald Trump has said he's going to put him in charge of cost cutting or something. So he's going to be slashing government programs left and right. Well, Putz de Leon said in a town hall phone conversation last Friday, people better prepare themselves and buckle down. Calvin, can we play that first clip, please, from Putz de Leon?
I don't know if we have the clip available right now.
He's looking for it. Okay. Calvin, did I forget the link? It should be in the files.
Okay.
We have to reduce spending to live within our means. Yeah, that necessarily involves some temporary hardship, but it will ensure long-term prosperity.
Temporary hardship.
Nothing I love better than when a billionaire says we have to spend within our means.
Absolutely. Elon also retweeted this, and this was on Twitter yesterday. Commenter says, if Trump succeeds in forcing through mass deportations, combined with Elon hacking away at the government, firing people, and reducing the deficit... there will be an initial severe overreaction in the economy.
Mm-hmm.
Markets will tumble. But when the storm passes and everyone realizes we're on sounder footing, there will be a rapid recovery to a healthier, sustainable economy. History could be made in the coming 2 years. So it sounds to me like we're looking at 2 years of economic hardships.
Yeah.
And because Elon, again... reposted this and said, yep, that sounds about right.
Yep. And if you think grocery prices are high now and you think all the things that are in your line sight of finance, as far as whether it's school or mortgage or childcare, guess what? It's only going to get harder with, by the way, no guarantee that it will get better. It's
no.
One guy saying in 2 years' time, it will recover. Well, are you putting together recovery packages like President Biden did? Are you putting together spending plans that will invest money that will bring ROI? You're just going to cut. Who's that going to benefit?
Well, and these austerity measures.
Yeah.
Didn't Venezuela just do that?
They never work in Europe. They don't.
It's been tried.
That's why you saw the massive shift in the parliament in Great Britain. Because 14 years of austerity, the people said enough and with overwhelming voice said, get out. So do you want that? Do you want 14 years of austerity? Do you want 14 years? Does that sound good to you?
Critics argue that this plan prioritizing austerity over growth could destabilize the economy, deepen inequality, impact essential services for millions of families who rely on public support. But Putz de Leon and Donald Trump's perspective, this is from Midas Touch, by the way, appears to frame these hardships just as collateral damage in a broader strategy for long-term prosperity.
Well, folks, buckle in. You might be collateral damage. He said that hate rally, I'm going to call it that, at MSG, he said he could cut $2 trillion.
Where do folks think that's going to come from?
Yeah, it's going to come from the people who need it the most, the American citizens, the ones who need help.
Trust me, Elmo's not going to take up any tax breaks.
No, there's no.
That's not going to happen.
No.
Washington Post with a big headline this morning, companies ready price hikes to offset Trump's global tariff plans. That came out today. Producers of a range of items, including clothing, footwear, baby products, auto parts, hardware, say they will pass along the cost of the tariffs to their American customers.
Which is exactly how it works.
The planned price increases next year would come as consumers are starting to enjoy relief from the highest inflation in four decades and directly contradicts Trump's repeated assurances that foreigners will pay the tab.
Just like they paid for, what was that big thing in Texas?
The wall.
That's right. We're still waiting for, we sent them one of those booklets with all the pay coupons in them. I haven't gotten one yet.
No. Back.
No, no. In fact, there were some really nasty things said in Spanish on them. You're like, you know, what we could do to ourselves. But yeah, this, I don't understand how anyone thinks this is going to be a good. Oh, by the way, is Elon Musk going to give away his hundreds of millions, probably billions of dollars in contracts with the federal government now that he'll be an employee? This is clearly conflict of interest. He shouldn't be getting government money.
He shouldn't be getting government contracts.
Let's cut some of those.
The government.
Yeah, cut some of those too while we're at it.
That seems a little twitchy.
Yep.
You want to chime in on this? Are you looking forward to paying tariffs?
Yeah.
855-752-4842. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Tap.
It's time to get out the truth about Eric Hovde. Hovde made his money the old-fashioned way. He inherited it. How can he relate or make decisions for us? Now he's the CEO of a billion-dollar bank in California and a huge landlord. With people like Eric Hovde, the rich pay less, and we pay the price. I'm not a political person. I'm a mom. I would never vote for a person like Eric Hovde.
Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action, abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
What makes Wisconsin great?
Find out as Todd Albaugh and friends tour the state by bus, and they're coming to a city near you.
If people want to come out and say hi, first drink is on us, whether it's alcohol or not, and then some cheese curds, and we're going to be doing that all week long.
La Crosse to Eau Claire, Stevens Point to Appleton. Learn more and where to join them at civicmedia.us/whatmakeswisconsingreat.
The Todd Albaugh Show, a tour of, by, and for the people, all week, noon to 2. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Mock, and Dr. Slide on the board coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call, you can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up after the 10:30 news, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. She's running in the 8th Congressional District against Tony Weed. We'll kick around things with Dr. Lierley, find out how things are going in the 6 days that remain before Election Day.
Once again.
We were talking about Putz de Leon.
A.K.A. Jabba the Musk, A.K.A.
Leon, Elmo, Elon Musk. Yeah, he basically admitted that there's going to be hardship. Once Donald Trump is elected, there's going to be economic hardship. Elon Musk, the world's richest man, says if Trump wins and gives him a role in government, Americans will suffer hardship as a result of efforts to address the national debt. He says, most importantly, we have to reduce spending to live within our means, adding this will involve some temporary hardship, but will ensure long-term prosperity. Of course, that hardship isn't going to affect him. Right?
No, of course not. He's worth $200+ billion.
Yeah, Elon's going to be fine.
Living within his means is like owning a private planet.
Yeah.
I said this years ago, too, when everyone was falling over themselves on how cool Elon was. I'm like, this guy is a low-rent Bond villain, and now he's doing exactly what I said he was going to do. And I don't enjoy being right on this one. He's worming his way into the government. And if he gets his hands on some secretary of cost cutting,
yeah,
what are we doing?
Seriously. 855-752-4842 if you want to check in on this. Bill from Oconomowoc is on the line. Good morning, Bill. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, good morning. Say, I want to be a little bit off on the side. I've got a point I want to make. I don't care who wins anymore, but I'm voting for Kamala. Here's why I don't care. Thanks to Newt Gingrich, we've got clowns like Trump in office. Newt started this. It's Newt's baby, but again, that's Newt. If he's elected, Kamala has to certify him. Now, she's a federal prosecutor. She knows the law inside and out better than Trump ever will. She might decline, or she might lay it in the Supreme Court's lap like they did with Bush and say, what gives here, boys? We have a convict, a 36-count convicted felon running for office, and according to the Constitution, he's not eligible.
It's not true. He can still run and win. There's nothing in the Constitution, I believe, that says that, because they've tried covering this before. He can run, he can win, and he can pardon himself on federal crimes. Also, really quick correction, it's Kamala. Thank you so much, Bill.
Yeah, really appreciate it. We were talking tariffs, though.
Yeah.
Just about tariffs. And again, the Washington Post, we'll put this in the show notes. You should read the article. Washington Post saying essentially companies are now preparing to raise prices to cover their costs of these tariffs, which then means we get to pay for them. Kathleen from Berlin is on the line. Good morning, Kathleen. Thank you for joining us. What did you want to say?
Good morning. Well, everything that Trump's campaign does for him, he keeps saying is a love fest, right?
Yep.
It's they do it out of love, but they're doing it out of love for Trump because Trump wants to see us suffer. That is his, I tell you, that's how he sees, he enjoys watching us suffer. I really believe that.
Well, and you know the other thing I think too, Kathleen, I think Donald Trump enjoys seeing how far he can push people to drop their integrity.
Mm.
I do. I think he enjoys seeing how far he can push people to do the wrong thing.
Especially turn on their own belief. Like, perfect example, J.D. Vance.
Yes.
J.D. Yes. Vance.
Thank you, Kathleen. Really appreciate it. We're talking about tariffs and the effect it's going to have on all of us because, my friends, we are going to be the ones who pay for it.
Yeah, that's not a speculation at all. There's nothing, there's no story you've read, there's no pundit you've listened to, nothing Trump, Elon, anybody who has said that this will be anything other than us paying through austerity, through raised prices on goods, or taxes. I mean, it's really going to come at us in every which way direction.
Well, and they tried austerity, a similar austerity program, as far as slashing things to balance the budget in Kansas when Sam Brownback was governor.
Correct.
They broke Kansas.
Yep.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Fire services, EMT services, schools, roads, you name it. I understand the need. We can't keep spending, but this will have the how many months of growth have we seen under the Biden administration?
10 quarters.
10 quarters of growth.
Yep.
The stock market is going gangbusters.
It's Trump's own stock is at $50 plus. It's like $52.
Wow, it was down to like $13.
Yes, which by the way, I have some thoughts on that. 2.5 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, it was $13. It's $51. There's something hinky going on there.
Some little manipulation, perhaps. Well, if you would like to learn more about tariffs, I highly encourage you to go back. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on the shows button. Go to our show. Go to Matt Nair on Air. James Vanderloo was on last week.
Friday, I believe.
On Friday, we talked about tariffs. He works for a locally based company that does international shipping. And I think he has firsthand direct experience with this kind of thing, with tariffs.
And he works in the industry. He's not a professor. He's not some
crispy liberal.
He's a guy who just sees the numbers. This was Friday, October the 25th, in that first hour of the show.
James Vanderloo, it's a great conversation. If you don't understand how it all works, I think you'll learn a lot. So check that out at civicmedia.us. All right, news is coming up next. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be here when we return. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the statewide, countrywide, global, if you're on the app, Civic Media Radio Network.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin has seen a solid uptick this fall despite a significant drop in enrollment at branch campuses. Overall, UW campuses saw an increase of about 1.2% for the fall 2024 semester, equivalent to about 1,900 new students. UW-Madison has the largest enrollment as expected with nearly 52,000 students. UW-Milwaukee was second with about 22,000 and UW-Oshkosh was third with about 13,000. The enrollment increase marks the second straight year of growth at UW schools. With the election just days away, this year's race for the 3rd Congressional District in Wisconsin has become the most expensive in district history. According to campaign finance documents, Republican incumbent Derek Van Orden and Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook have raised nearly $12 million in total. Congressman Van Orden raised more with $6.6 million through mid-October. Cook raised about $5.3 million through the same point. Polling shows the district is one of the most competitive in the country. The Dunn County Board has passed a pair of resolutions calling on the Wisconsin State Legislature to expand Medicaid coverage. Wisconsin is one of a handful of states that does not accept expanded Medicaid coverage, which would allow increased coverage for people living at up to 138% of the federal poverty line. Health officials, Governor Tony Evers and Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez have also pointed to Medicaid expansion as something that could have saved the HSHS hospitals and Prevea clinics in the Chippewa Valley. A Dunn County nonprofit says it can't provide turkeys or hams for the holidays after a difficult year. According to a press release, Stepping Stones of Dunn County usually provides food insecure residents with the holiday dinner staples, but has struggled with increased costs and less government funding. Officials say the organization has needed to use half of its operating reserves this year just to continue providing its regular food assistance for residents. The nonprofit provides the service for more than 10% of Dunn County residents. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Need more Nick Offerman in your TV viewing life? Yes, please. Variety reports Nick will join Elle Fanning and Michelle Pfeiffer in the new Apple TV show, Margo's Got Money Troubles. Fanning plays a woman desperate for money who starts an OnlyFans site. Been there. Offerman plays her father, a retired pro wrestler, and Pfeiffer plays her mother, a Hooters waitress. The show is based on the Ruth Thorpe novel of the same name that was just recently released. The first season will offer 8 episodes. In a recent interview with the Associated Press, Hugh Grant says he killed 3 people. Of course, he did so, whimsically, and with that adorable accent and toothy grin. Grant is trying to get people's attention to go see his new movie, Heretic, in which he plays a creepy character named Mr. Reed. Grant appears to be moving on from his rom-com roles and looking for darker parts. I'm not saying the 64-year-old actor actually killed 3 people, but saying you did so in an effort to promote a movie really is the perfect cover. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Rain is rolling in tonight and ramping up through the overnight hours, where an inch of rainfall is not out of the question. Not to mention, with highs today hovering in the mid-70s, we'll fall to the mid-40s tonight and continue to fall throughout Halloween. In fact, it'll drop so cold it'll be in the mid-30s while we're trick-or-treating. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild joins me in studio. Wisconsin State Rep Francesca Hong on the status of the Wisconsin election. Plus, Greg Palast joins us talking about the mega dirty tricks. Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, the Calvinator on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. You can call. You can text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. 6 days. 6 days away until the election. We are having special election night coverage starting next Tuesday at 6 p.m. I will be there along with Pete Schwabe, Earl Ingram, Pat Quitlow, and Todd Alba taking over at 8 p.m. So I hope you will join us. We will be covering everything from the presidential race to Senate races to all the way down the ballot. There's lots and lots of very important folks on the ballot this time around, including our next guest running in the 8th Congressional District. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here. Good morning, Kristen. How are you? It's been a while.
Baby, we were born to run. I'm having a blast, Jane. This is so much fun.
How are you doing that? I am so stressed out. Seriously, I'm so sweaty.
Yeah. Okay, here's why. Okay. I was having this conversation with Kristen Bry the other night. She said, in Milwaukee, everybody's stressed out. We're all feeling like this is very heavy. It's hard. It is. It's really hard. I get it. The tension is palpable. There's a lot going on and it's ugly. I feel like here in northeastern Wisconsin, where we've been feeling this tension for a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, we were the victims of the most grossly gerrymandered maps in the country. We're feeling hopeful. We might not be bringing everything home all at once, but the work that we're doing is absolutely incredible. We are having conversations with people in places where we haven't been able to have conversations for a very long time. And frankly, these conversations are telling me that people are mobilizing. People are tired of the ugliness. People want something different. I have hope.
People want things to get done. Mm-hmm. People are tired of some of our elected officials approving money or mandating programs and then sitting on said money and not doing their jobs, which is supposed to be serving their constituents. And I do think Wisconsinites and a lot of even across the country, people are tired of the gridlock. People are tired of the least productive house in human history. And they're ready for changes because they want some stuff to get done.
Yeah. I mean, you're talking about PFAS relief.
Yes.
You know, up here in Marinette, it's the third most contaminated PFAS site in the entire country. People are drinking bottled water. They want relief. And that money is sitting there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But because of political gridlock, they aren't getting the relief that they need. And you know what? They know it. So when we're talking to people in Peshtigo and Marinette, they know that their legislators are not working for them.
What did they
say? They know it.
What did they say to you?
They're angry. They're ready for change. And when I show up at their door, when Andy Rich shows up at their door, she's running for state senate up there, when Ben Murray shows up, they say, I will support you because I believe in you. You are here. You are talking to me. I haven't heard from my legislator I haven't ever heard from them, but you're here and I believe you. So let's do this.
That is something we have heard from many people running for office right now, is the knocking on the doors, hearing from these individuals who are running, whether they be incumbent or opponents. They're really listening to the people, and the people react to that. It's like, oh, you're at my door. People, I mean, I think Luann Bird was talking to last week about a gentleman who basically, like she said, was not going to vote for me, but then we started talking and the conversations happen and people get set in their mind and where they are with their politics and their vote, because they never get a chance to sit down with anyone running for office. And these conversations, Dr. Lierley, that you are having are game changing for people, for the citizens.
They are, you know, up here in northeastern Wisconsin, but I think it's much the same around the state. We are not red and we are not blue. We are green and gold.
Right.
We love the Packers. We love that sense of community. And we want a government that functions for us, that brings prices down, that makes gas affordable, that makes healthcare accessible and something where we can We can get the prescription drugs that we need. We can go to the doctor when we have a problem instead of putting off our health care. It's not working for us right now, and we're just tired of it. And when we show up, we know we can win these voters over because they trust us because we're there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and just the fact, again, we've talked about the ground game a little bit and how important it is to have that face-to-face contact with people, especially when you have electeds who have been in their office for years and years. Don't hold town halls. Don't hold, you're screened if you want to be part of their phone town hall. They don't respond to phone calls. Nope. They don't respond to issues. People have had it. And that's one of the reasons why I think we wanted to get rid of the gerrymandered maps, because people are sick of these politicians being in these cozy little spots where they've got their all locked up. No matter how people vote, it's all going to land their way, and they don't have to do anything except go on vacation for 10 months.
Right. And I think another reason that people are feeling really hopeful is that it's been so hard for so long. And now that that change is in the air, they want to be part of it. And I'll give you an example. We were driving through the country yesterday, and we drove by this farmhouse that had a Baldwin sign and a Harris sign. And I thought, well, they need a Lyerly sign. So we pulled into the driveway, and there was a couple out there. And I gleefully jumped out of the truck, and I said, hey, I'm Kristen Lyerly. I think you could use one of my signs. And immediately the tension was palpable. And he started grumbling about 20 million illegals. And she pulled me aside and said, so we're not on the same page here. He is a Trumper and so is my son. But I was a nurse and I was a member of the Sierra Club. And I'm putting my foot down finally, because if I don't do it now, it's never going to happen. And that's one example of what's happening. These are the conversations we're having all over the place. I was at a biker bar in Gillett yesterday, and some folks walked out, and we sat and chatted for a while. They already are supporting me. We're giving people that sense of hope that they are so desperate for.
Well, and I think, too, and not to defeat you before you even get elected, but If we are not happy with the results of this election, then you vote the new representatives out. That's the whole point of having maps and having elected officials who are accountable to you. Not, again, that they're all snugly in their safe little seats that they never have to respond to anything.
You bring up a great point, Jane. It's not like everything ends on November 5th. November 5th is a day in time, but November 6th is a whole other day.
Yes.
That's where we stop. We survey the landscape and we decide, where do we go from here? And that's another beautiful thing about the people who are running in Northeast Wisconsin and across much of the state. This isn't about a seat. This isn't just about winning a campaign. This is about, how can I change things for the better in my community? And I'll tell you right now, I think I'm having a blast, because I know that regardless of what happens with the outcome of this election, because of the ground that we've gained and the sense of community that we've instilled across the region, we're going to continue building. So win or lose, you're not getting rid of me. I'm going to be here.
Oh, Dr. Lyerly, we never for a moment in time, as you would say, think we would have gotten rid of you either way. We know you're going to be around happily, and we appreciate that, too. I mean, the energy you bring, and I just was thinking about this as Jane was talking just before, was that Wisconsin really has it, like, we're getting, I don't want to say duped, but you have a medicine legislation that's on vacation for 10 months. You have the least performing Congress in history in Washington. All we want are people who want to get the work done. And honestly, if those people are Republicans, great. Awesome.
Yes.
Come together, sit in each other's offices, hammer out some details, compromise, get on the floor and vote and help the people. And it's energy like yours and other people we've spoken to that really shows that we're moving in that direction. All we should do is get it past the finish line there on November the 5th. You know, 6 days from now, 6 days from now, vote. That's all I'm saying. Vote.
If you're just joining us, Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She is running for Congress in the 8th Congressional District. We have a comment on the live stream from, I'm sorry, wrong one. It was about Alicia. Alicia, it's about our neighbors. We are committed to working for our neighbors. Mm-hmm. And to Kristen, something that we've talked about a lot is share what you know when it comes to issues. If you are informed about, say, the constitutional amendment that is on this November 5th ballot, And if you know about it, we've talked about it a lot. You can go to the League of Women Voters Wisconsin. There's a whole toolkit there. Get informed, become knowledgeable, and then take it to your neighbors. Take it to your friends and share what you know.
Talk about the issues. Don't talk about the politics. Don't open your conversation with, I vote for Democrats. But start the conversation with, this is a really confusing referendum question. What does it actually mean? How will it actually impact us? Those are the things that actually people want to talk about. They don't want more division. They don't want more of the things that prevent us from having conversations. We want more conversations. I'm super excited about Halloween. I'm so excited because all my kids are going to be here and my whole campaign team is going to be here. We're going to throw some soup on the stovetop and trick-or-treaters are going to come over and we're going to hand out candy to these kids and we're going to wave at their parents, maybe hand out a couple beers and just like, you know, that's what we do. It's our thing. And we're just going to like just be together as a community. We're not going to talk about politics. We're just going to be generous with each other. I love that.
You're going to give candy to all the children. No matter how their parents might vote.
Yes, unless they have an ugly political t-shirt on that I disagree with, which there have been times where I've turned.
Can we not put shirts with obscenities on them on our children? Is that too much to ask?
I don't know. I thought that shirt was pretty
if you're 12.
Yeah,
and
no.
You have an FJB shirt on, you are not going to get candy
no.
at my house.
Well,
no.
And I've seen a couple other versions of Joe in the, you know, it's like, really? You put that on your 9-year-old and that makes you proud?
Hey, that's the you know, role model that you're bringing up with your kid. Cool. Good on you. I can't wait to see them getting bailed out of jail. One of the things, you know, Dr. Lyerly, you're talking about, you know, don't come with the politics or say, hey, vote for Kamala because of this. I think there's a way of saying, you know, especially with this referendum or the ballot measure, is this is how it's going to affect all of us, mm-hmm. not just me, not just you, because this is for all of us, and it will affect us in X, Y, and Z. This is why I want you to know, because I want you to be as informed as I am on the matter, because this could, it's we see it as a slippery slope, and it's the start to throwing up barriers in front of our voting rights.
Narrowing who qualifies for this definition. Again, we're talking about the constitutional amendment that is on the November 5th ballot. They want to change one word from every U.S. citizen to only U.S. citizens. Brought to you by ALEC, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Brought to you by ALEC. This measure is on the ballot in 9 different states.
Yep.
So this is a very concerted effort, again, to open the door, to narrow the definition of who is going to be considered an American citizen and allowed to have the right to vote.
As if it isn't already hard enough to vote in Wisconsin. We are one of the hardest states to vote in already. We need to make it easier to vote, and I'll say easier and safer. Like, this is a great state to vote in. We do a wonderful job of making sure that our elections are safe and secure, and we will continue to do that. So you can trust the results of the election when it happens on November 5th. But we also need to continue to use technology and continue to make sure that people who want to vote have access to vote. It is the fundamental right for all of us as Americans.
And I was going to say, if you're someone listening to us right now who vehemently disagrees with us, as we've got the disagreeers in the comments and on the phone lines from time to time, Robin Voss, your dude in Madison, Speaker of the Assembly, Popcorn King, said that the 2020 election was safe, secure, and that's it. After an investigation that found not a zip zilch, funded by your tax money.
Yeah. Over $1 million we shelled out for that Gableman investigation that found no evidence of voter fraud.
There it is.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. We're going to continue our conversation right after this. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
My name is Anton Moore. Around here, we have hardworking people that just need a break. Whether it's investing in small businesses or making housing affordable, Vice President Harris gets it.
Kamala Harris is making sure black men have the tools to build generational wealth. She'll put a policy in place that gives 1 million forgivable loans to help entrepreneurs, including black entrepreneurs, start their own businesses. She also plans to give $25,000 in down payment assistance for first-time homeowners and crack down on racial bias in home appraisals. Harris's plan will help black men own more assets so we can build long-term wealth.
This is what an investment in my community looks like. We're trying to build generational wealth. No get-rich-quick schemes, no scams, no one-time check, none of that. Vice President Harris got our back. I'll be there on November 5th. Will you be there?
I'm Kamala Harris, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Harris for President.
Wisconsin has many state symbols, but did you know there's an official ballad?
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams.
Oh, Wisconsin, land of my dreams, composed by Sherry Sarazin.
I don't think it was an hour, and I had the music matched up.
With long-ago help from her grandmother.
She wrote a poem in the late 1920s about where she lived in Wisconsin.
And it's now the state ballad. So are these also official Wisconsin symbols? The Kringle, Wood Violet, American Water Spaniel? The answer coming up. The official process can take years and includes advocating the legislature to make it law. Now, along with the official ballad, are the Kringle, Wood Violet, and American Water Spaniel also state symbols? Yes, each is a celebration of the state and a slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, and Sweet Calvi on the board, coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine, Wisconsin. You can always join us. Call or text 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have the 11 o'clock news coming up. After that, we will come back with To Err is Human, To Offer a Correction, Divine. We made a mistake yesterday, so we're going to address that. I think that's an important thing to do.
That's how much the doctor said I weighed. That's what I told you, and it's fine.
Dr. Kristen Lyerly is our guest. She is running in the 8th Congressional District here in Wisconsin. I did want to talk about this, Dr. Lyerly. It's another terrible story, and unfortunately, I think there are more of these than we're ever going to hear about, but Gisele Barnica was in a Houston hospital in September of 2021. She was 17 weeks pregnant. She had a miscarriage in progress. At this point, doctors could have offered to speed up the delivery or empty her uterus to stave off an infection. That's more, according to more than a dozen medical experts talking to ProPublica. When her husband got to her side from his construction job, she said the medical team told her they had to wait until there was no heartbeat. It would be a crime to give her an abortion. For 40 hours, they waited. She got sepsis. 3 days later, she died.
Yeah.
This is what the Trump abortion ban has done, what Donald Trump calls a beautiful thing, sending it back to the states. And there are more stories like this one.
I've been in this situation. You know, fortunately, my patient didn't die, but I've been in a situation in a state actually that doesn't have an abortion ban, but because it's not just about the legality, but it's also about what a hospital is willing to do and the image that the hospital is willing to take on because of the ugliness, the chilling effect of abortion as a societal issue. I mean, this morning I got a call from a friend who just had her anatomy scan, 20 weeks, and her desired pregnancy is not going to survive. And she's devastated and heartbroken. And do you know what she's dealing with right now, Jane? Because of the law in Wisconsin, which is based on dating a pregnancy by post-fertilization age, that is not a scientific term, and it's not a term that we use as physicians, but that's the way the law from just a few years ago is written. She's concerned that she's going to have to make a decision very quickly before she's ready, because she's not going to be able to get abortion care that she needs because of the way that the law is written.
Because it will be too late.
Because it'll be too late. And if it's too late, then she may have to travel to another state where it'll be more expensive. She won't have support. She'll need more childcare. It's just so, like, it's so not just about the women, but the families and the communities that support them. This is not healthcare.
No, it's not. It's intentionally withholding healthcare.
Yes. Yeah.
And listening to you doctors talk about it, it's also the doctors and the medical staff too, who just want to do their job and help people.
We just want to take care of our patients, and that's what our patients want. And we put people when they're suffering and their hearts are broken in impossible situations.
It's so, I heard from so many men, even when the leak came out that Dobbs was going to be overturned, oh, women are going to let this go. They're going to get over it. We haven't gotten over it.
I'd like to meet some of those men, please.
I can point you to a couple.
Thank you.
We haven't gotten over it. And I think I'm 64. And for myself, and certainly for my sisters who are in their early 70s, before Roe was legal, they have friends who went through horrific experiences. And they don't want to go back to that because they were there and they saw it happen. And I think for a lot of older women in this country, that's where they are. They remember what it was like.
Contrary to what J.D. Vance says, postmenopausal women are incredibly important. Then every postmenopausal woman that I talk to, I have honestly not talked with an older woman who has said, I don't care about this issue. And for many women who are beyond reproductive age, this is their number one issue. And it may be because they lived through a time when they remember, but they also, I think, feel like it is our job, and I'm in that club, it is our job to take care of the generations that come behind us. And we recognize that we have not been as powerful and as forthright as we need to be. We have to now.
We have to now. No one knows how you vote when you go in the voting booth. No one knows how you vote. Your vote is private. Vote your conscience. Dr. Kristen Lierley is running in the 8th Congressional District. Have a good 6 days.
Oh, girl, we're having a blast.
Someone wants to know what kind of beers you're handing out for Halloween and where, and your address, Mike in Green Bay. So send that to me and I'll send it to Mike.
I mean, I'll drive
Maps, Minocqua Brewing Company. That's what we got.
There you go. Now you know. Dr. Kristen Lierley, thank you so much. News is next. Keep it here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Thanks, Kristen.
This is 93.5 The Tap. Maggie Dawn.
Marquette University Law School's newest poll drops, and I'll have Charles Franklin to tell you all about it. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project. Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have. You plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.